Welcome to another episode of the Traveling Hoopers podcast. I am your host, Alan Pettigrew Jr. And today we're on a solo flight. It's just me, baby. So tune in because we have a weird discourse to turn into. I'm not even going to pretend like I've watched a ton of women's basketball this year. I've actually watched more women's basketball than men's basketball this year for like the first time in my fandom of college basketball. I don't know the full landscape of things, but I know the big players, I know the big names. But really, this episode isn't so much about basketball the way it should be and how we should be talking about sports as, I don't know, adults, people with common sense, people with a sense of morality at bare minimum. Like, it's sports. I know you throw some of that stuff out of the window when you're competing, but the discourse around the national championship and the games leading up to it feels really weird. I get it. Some people are naturally going to be villains anytime something good or bad happens. It happens all the time. It's a really weird conundrum. I don't understand consistently being on the wrong side of certain issues. And what I'm getting around to is saying the treatment of Angel Reese over the past 48 hours is ridiculous. She's 20. That's a kid. That's a kid, basically. I get it. She's been on TV for what seems like 3 years at this point. She seems like she's older than that. And that is an issue in itself. Not understanding like the full scope of things, what we're looking at. Get it. There comes famous celebrity with being a highly valuable athlete. Even at the collegiate level, there is a lane that she has and is in that most people will never touch. And that's okay. Because the way some of y'all acted over the last couple hours, you don't deserve spotlight sometime, you know? Like, we really gotta, words like classless or effing idiot should not really be in your vocabulary when talking about somebody celebrating one of the biggest moments of their life. Like, you guys took that from her. Just allowing her to celebrate the way she should, considering the moment, the game, what she's done the entire season. She made history. She made history. Do y'all understand? The most double-doubles in NCAA history. Not only that, we just probably saw a rivalry game that should last at least for another season, considering Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese both have to come back for another year, which that entire sentence right there is a little weird for me anyway. And I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Where I come from and how I feel about this has a different approach than some of the other people in media. My background is in high school sports. I'm a scout. Basketball is what I do, and I love watching young talent. I start off on the girls' side. So a lot of these young ladies, when I started scouting 5 years ago, were still in high school. That's where I saw Angel Reese. That's where I heard about Haley Van Lith. Didn't really hear about Caitlin Clark, surprisingly, but this group and this generation of athletes are people that I wouldn't say I've mentored, but I've been around their games and their celebrity long enough to understand, like, these are kids just like anybody else. There's a level of understanding that we need to go into with every game. And on top of that, they're high class competitors. I'm talking about people that every single night you have to game plan for. And for you to be that level of person, you gotta have an edge to you. not only because you're competing with other people who are dogs, but you're competing with the world as a whole. And we know there's some weirdos in this world. Some people who get upset for no particular reason outside of they shouldn't act like that. And I know I already talked about morality issues earlier. Who am I to be the judge or the police of that? I don't think I am. I wouldn't want to be. Doesn't seem very fun. I don't have enough time to check every single one of y'all every single day. Every time somebody steps out on, you know how many bots on Twitter? You know how much work one person would have to do to constantly be on the forefront of every stupid thing people decide to say? It's unhealthy. It's a very unhealthy way to live, and I would not enjoy doing that at all. And I hope you realize that discouraging young black women, or we can put this to the simplest term possible, young people, period, is harmful to not only yourself, because it's a waste of energy for you grown-ups, but it hurts the kids, man. Like, if Angel Reese was not as strong as she is and as confident in herself, do you understand how crushing a lot of what just happened in the past few hours could be? Like, this is supposed to be a time where she just celebrates. She's supposed to be crying in her family's arms. She's supposed to be on the court jumping up and down. Instead, she feels like she has to defend herself. The young ladies who played for South Carolina weren't even allowed to cry. Cry after losing a game in the Final Four, knowing that their pictures could be taken and then plastered all over. As a person who works in media, I even tell my photographer, why are we taking pictures of kids crying? It's weird. It's weird, and I get it. It is a special moment to have. It's a great memory to capture. But why are we putting it everywhere? Like, it's... if somebody took your most expressive moments and consistently caught it on film, and then repeatedly showed it to not just you, but millions of people, wouldn't you find it weird? We have to find a healthier way of showing people's emotions through this game and not disparage it when it happens. We should have all knew coming into this game LSU was playing for blood. Not only because it was a championship on the line. Actually, only because it was a championship on the line. I think anybody would have got that smoke. If it was South Carolina, I don't know if they would have won. I don't know if they would have beat South Carolina. That's a completely different conversation. But if you don't think they would be talking their stuff like they would be anyway. Did y'all not see that Boosie video? Did y'all not see who they was playing before the game? It's a different type of love. It's a different type of action. I love the run they had this year. It's absolutely beautiful. It's something that we should all enjoy. This discourse is sadly a benefit for everyone who has taken place. Everybody's star has elevated over the past 72 hours, 96 hours. And for disgusting reasons, at the end of the day. How can we make this a safer place for everybody? And I'm not one of those people who are like, we can't not say anything about it. It's how we do it. There are too many grown men who aren't happy in this situation. Like, you want to compare apples to oranges and like different celebrations and not have the same energy. Dude, think about some of the crazy stuff you didn't say to pick up. I am an awful person in pickup. Nobody really wants to be my friend after a pickup game. I literally have line brothers who don't really want to play pickup with me. I'm going to talk that talk. I don't care if I'm up by 5 or down by 15. I'm going to do this. It's one of my best skills. It's what I get paid to do, actually. So why would I not use it in a competitive advantage? It's the same thing, but the reactions to it are different. Do you know some of the difference between the groups of people who do the celebrations and why are they considered different? I've been reading Teresa Runstetler's book, Black Ball, and the section that I'm in talks about how the media has treated African-American NBA players versus their white counterparts. We have not moved too far away from the same handling. The only difference is the language and how exactly we say certain things. The unhealthy part about that is that it hasn't been enough change where we allow people to be themselves. There is a slight narrative, being nice by saying slight, there is a slight narrative that follows everyone around. It gives you different privileges at all times. I have an issue with that. You should have an issue with that. We should celebrate greatness when it's right in front of us. Honestly, these last few days have been a microcosm of aches and great pains. But there's also been bright spots out of it. This is the most I've seen. I guess the last time I've seen this much communication around the women's national tournament is when Arike Ogunbowale. I feel like one of them announcers that be butchering the names in the WNBA games. Oh, I'm so sorry. When she hit that shot to win the national championship or carry her team to the Final Four, that was the last time I've seen coverage like this for a women's team. And you can tell the difference. That was celebrated. That was heralded. I get it. They didn't do a lot of trash talk, and it wasn't all that big back and forth. They let their games speak for themselves. But when you're making history, like Caitlin Clark came in making history. Most points scored in a NCAA tournament. Angel Reese made history coming in with the most double-doubles in a season. And she young. She got time. Who is to say her streak does not continue well until next season to the point where it's almost impossible for you to catch up to it? That should be the narrative that we talk about. Their greatness. Not how they celebrate it. Not how you felt about how they celebrate it. Don't nobody care about you. Take yourself out of this, man. That's what's wrong with coverage sometimes. There's too much of the person with the pen putting their problems on the ink. That's not necessary. You see what you see, and I get it. To go far in this game, you gotta have a personality. Don't let your personality be shitty. Seems simple. Seems easy. You can do it. Be better. If you can't, shut up. Go to therapy. Hug a black woman. Do something to change how you feel about whatever's going on with you. Because, baby, I don't care. I don't care. Keep your problems at home. Preferably in a closet. Lock the door on them. Keep them real tight to the chest. Don't come out here being goofy. You supposed to talk your talk when you about to get a ring. You gotta pay respect to people's personalities, man. And I get it. I'm telling you to not be discouraging while also discouraging you, mainly because you suck. The way you moving out here seems very sinister. And I try not to put certain things on certain people. I want to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm running out of benefits. Y'all still got giving me a lot of reason to doubt. I don't understand why we have to do this. I don't understand why we have to go back and forth on issues like this. There is a time to celebrate, and there's a time to politic. Do not get the two conflated. We will be here all night if you do. Have fun. Enjoy the game. Realize who you make a villain says more about you than the person you think is the villain. When you have the pen, when you have the platform, you have a level of power that can go far for yourself and other people. Keep that in mind. Because it hurts. Maybe not you. Maybe you get your issue off and you feel a little better. Don't care, bro. Because when your issue puts down somebody who is half your age, you got to get a different issue. It's unhealthy. Go get checked out. But outside of that, the game was amazing. You know, that's the first time I've seen a team make Caitlin Clark struggle that well, but she still ended up with like 20 plus points. Cause she liked it. She had 21 at halftime, bro. And they said she was having a bad shooting night. That's somebody who get buckets all the time. Also, I don't know about her being a GOAT, but I think for what she's doing, we haven't seen anything like that in the women's game ever. Like, it gives me Dame Bob's more than it gives me Curry. Because she's not doing a lot of, like, off-ball movement stuff. It's kind of like, yeah, I'm going to cross you up and then we're going to hit this pull-up. Or, you know, you can't guard me. I understand why she was doing this. Most of y'all can't do nothing with that young lady. Most of y'all can't do nothing with that young lady. And she going to be here for a while. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. We got one more year left. Don't make it weird. Now, for LSU, Everybody was clicking. You mean to tell me we have one of the coolest stories that I can think about in the NCAA tournament with their starting point guard, who is a fifth-year senior, who started off with Kim Mulkey while she was at Baylor? You mean to tell me we have a storyline like that, and you guys decide to worry about something as trivial as celebrations? You made things really weird instead of realizing Alexis Morris has one of the greatest redemption stories I've ever seen in college basketball. And you can also tie in the fact about the COVID year. This does not happen without that. Yes, you could do like a fifth year, like grad thing, but it's different. You know it. Like, we missed out on really fun aspects of this game because y'all wanted to be all tight about everything. You wanted to be weird about it. And I understand we all have our driving forces. There are certain things you're just not going to enjoy. And I do not get it. But to get back to the game, There's so many cool things that we could have talked about. So many cool things that we could talk about. Jasmine Carson coming off the bench, giving you 5 for 5 from three when we've been saying all season LSU can't shoot. Literally beat Iowa at their own game, at least in the first half. And then they went back to their game in the second half and still beat Iowa. I think the best part about this game, especially in the second half, was the fact that it felt like a close game when the lead never got within like 7 points. But every shot mattered. Every shot had you on the edge of your seat. Every shot was enjoyable, whether win or didn't. Also, LSU mid-range game is ridiculous. There's so much talent there, and pretty much all of them are coming back. Like, next year might be one of the, if we stay on this trajectory, could be one of the most entertaining NCAA seasons we've seen. And honestly, this could be the shift that we're looking for to truly grow that game. And it's sadly going to be to the detriment of men's game, because instead of just enjoying basketball for what it is, look, some kids watch random dudes on YouTube hoop. Not even like NBA player highlights. We're just talking about random dudes. No offense. Played at like D3 schools. Gotta still be really talented. You gotta still be part of that 1% to get in D3. But nonetheless, these are dudes that just playing at Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, whatever. Just tuning in to shoot some hoops with some other randos. And one, it's teaching y'all bad habits, but that's besides the point. To get back to it, that would be the detriment to the men's game, but the benefit for the women's game. There are more notable names that we know that are coming back. Please keep your eyes glued to the TV. It's only going to get better. We have record breakers. We have young ladies who are going to be top draft picks in the WNBA. Enjoy the season. Watch them dominate. High five your friends. Tell them about the awesome game you just watched, not about how the celebrations offended you. Do better. Enjoy life. Drink water. Watch more women's basketball. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Traveling Hoopers podcast. Please go ahead, rate, subscribe, and wherever you can, like this. Keep us in your daily rotation. There's usually more of my friends out here, but those bums are out here, you know, having lives or whatever. And I appreciate them. They're not even going to see this video because they don't watch the podcast like that because they're boring and lame. But go ahead, tell Philip Calvin what I said about them so they come back, spin a block, and I can blame them more about things. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and have a good night.